Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time is 11 o'clock Central. Latest update on Hurricane Ida. We still have winds at 150 miles per hour, so still a powerful catastrophic storm, a big event, life-threatening event that we're going to have here. Give you the latest information, moving northwest at 13 miles an hour. This information just out in our latest update. We do have a NOAA Seaman station. These are sensors right on the coastline at Southwest Pass. That's about located about right here. That one there is reporting 89 miles an hour sustained. So there's the winds. We got some other Lakefront Airport, KNEW. That's on the coast right there, Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. It's now starting to report 44 miles per hour sustained. National Ocean Service tide gauges. We got Shell Beach, 6 foot of water already. So the water's starting to come in. And the National Ocean Service tide gauge at Bay Waveland Yacht Club. That's in Mississippi, right here in Hancock County. That one right there, already looking at water about 5.4 feet. So it gives you an idea. This water's coming in. You can see the radar here. The rain's coming down. And we're going to start seeing, getting really close to the coastline here over the next hour or two. And some of these rain bands, some of the intense wind right around that eye wall about to make it on shore. Grand Isle, looking at Port Fouchon, these areas going to be very devastated. Beyond that, see some of these rain bands, could see some tornadoes on that right front quadrant of this storm. Here's the latest update, getting our forecast that is brand new, 10 a.m. Central, located right here. Here's our hurricane, and with time continuing to push to the northwest and eventually making that turn to the north and back off to the northeast. In the meantime, a very destructive situation, not just on the coast, but inland as well with hurricane force winds. And it's so important. It's not just in that center. The latest information we have, the hurricane hunters getting back in there. Some of those hurricane force winds stretch out about 52 miles out from the center. So don't think of it as one point. So critical to think of it as a swath of winds making their way on shore. So anywhere in the hurricane warning, Metro New Orleans, Jefferson Parish, Orleans Parish, St. Tammany Parish, St. Charles, any one of these areas can see hurricane force winds, including New Orleans. Some of those gusts could even be 100 miles an hour. So little wiggles and wobbles can bring more wind and less. It's going to fluctuate. It's not going to be all the time, but it's going to be destructive. So that's something to think about. That destruction right here, I did want to show an extreme wind warning, and we're going to go through this quickly. La Rose, Galliano, Houma, Cocodrie, any one of these areas could see just extreme winds. So we'll see that with time. Remember we mentioned the water levels coming up at the beginning of this briefing. These are some of the storm surge values we expect. Port Fouchon to the mouth of the Mississippi River, some of the highest water level because that's pretty close to where we're going to see the center. 12 to 16 feet of storm surge. That's a ceiling, 8 to 10 feet up. That's significant amount of storm surge. And 8 to 12 from the mouth of the river, Bay St. Louis, even 5 to 8 feet of storm surge in Lake Pontchartrain. Life-threatening amount of rainfall. Dangerous flooding could occur anywhere from 10 to 20 inches of rain in a large portion of southeast Louisiana, including Metro New Orleans and North Shore, and including portions of 5 to 10 inches of rain Mississippi coast back to Mobile. So that's been the latest information. We'll keep you posted. If you got a safe place, it's time to stay there. This is Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.